EO report, number 21, Mr. Briggs.
Thanks. I sense that we have a question on a water quality certification.
Yeah, just a request for an update on the dam removal project.
The what kind of removal?
That dam removal.
That's what I thought you said. All kidding aside, I don't have any information on it. Do you, Harvey?
Dr. Hunter says she does.
Actually, I'll just say briefly, I'm working on that project, and it's going along swimmingly. We have nearly all the funds are in place. It's a partnership with the State Coastal Conservancy and NOAA Fisheries and the private water company that owns the dam, and the community is behind it. All of the permits are in some stage of review, and they will either begin road access improvements by fall of this year or at very latest spring of 2013. So the news is very good, and there's one small group of landowners that still have some issues, but we're working with Supervisor Potter, and it looks very good.
So it doesn't appear that the ongoing strife regarding the water supply for those peninsular cities will appear it's on a separate track completely to this project.
Completely.
Great. It's good news. Thank you.
Okay. Any other comments or questions on item?
Well,
this is the EO report.
Yeah, any more on the water quality certification table? Let's go stepwise here.
Okay.
If not, we have an update on the. Are you there? We have an update on the Olin perchlorate groundwater cleanup site. And I do want to point out to you, I know it's late.
It is.
But I do want to point out to you, where is it that we mentioned the kind of unusual feature? Very last paragraph. Pilot study. Yeah, it's on page 11. And so this is kind of a novel idea. I had never heard it before, and I don't think anybody here has seen it used before, but it's basically a passive method of lowering concentrations, hopefully, in the deeper zone by way of gravity flow from the upper zone into the deeper zone, and it's basically dilution. I'm not totally sold on it, to tell you the truth, but we're seeing how it works as a pilot project. The thing that did kind of put me in the positive column on it is that it does serve as a cutoff, a barrier, if you will, to protect the City of Morgan Hill wells to the northeast. So that's a good thing. But anyway, we'll see how that pans out. I wanted to bring it up because it is an unusual proposal. And we have staff here if you have any questions on that one.
Mr. Delgado does have questions.
Yeah, it also seems unusual in that the lower groundwater aquifer is more polluted than the upper, and so I'm just curious, is that unusual, and how did that happen in this case?
Good evening, Chairman Young, members of the board. I'm Dean Thomas, engineering geologist in the site cleanup program. In this case, the plumes are offset, like a stair step, to the east. It is unusual, yeah. But the perchlorate contamination extends from the shallow aquifer down to this deep aquifer that's 400 feet deep. But it stair steps to the east, and so the contamination in the upper intermediate is not there. So that portion of the aquifer is clean. But they all follow the regional groundwater gradient. So,
And I know this has, I think, been going on, and you guys have had several in-depth meetings on it. So bear with me. Can you tell me the source of the perchlorate?
It's the Olin site. It was a flare manufacturing facility.
Okay.
It's a 13-acre site in Morgan Hill.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Dean. Next, on page 14, you had asked for us to provide an update on the active and abandoned oil pipelines, what our procedure was for dealing with the pipelines. And John Taya and Rich Chandler worked on putting this report together. And it's pretty extensive, and I appreciate their efforts in putting it together. And they're available to answer any questions you might have on it. No questions?
We also have some color maps if anyone's interested in
if they're that are in the back with their color.
Yeah,
I'd love one.
Yeah, me too.
Is this still Olin?
No.
No. Okay.
We moved on to the pipelines.
Good.
Right here.
Because you know the
we have colored maps. Though.
They have colored cross section of the Olin plume, which are great. You know.
This is Taya with the site cleanup program. The first figure you have is goes with the Olin submittal, and the remaining colored figures go with the pipeline report.
Okay, so no other questions. Again, thank you for putting this together, and I'm sorry you had to wait until 6:30 tonight.
Yes, I want to publicly acknowledge and say my appreciation to Dean and Rich for staying late. I know it was a long, long wait.
Thank you.
I hope the public heard that.
And we're here. I'm Rich Chandler, engineering geologist. I just want to salute you guys for your perseverance today.
Okay.
Okay, then moving on to after the attachments, there's more of my report in the last two pages, two and a little bit pages. And we have our usual presentation, education, and training segment. And the budget update paragraph is short because there wasn't much to report. But I am prepared to stay here until midnight and talk about the budget.
I'm there with you, Roger.
Fantastic.
And I think that's what we should do.
Can I leave
Let's
now?
See if we got four votes for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I leave now?
Now that's it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. For their effort. And I want to
pass that along.
Yeah, and I want to thank our new board members. You know, the newest board members. You know, Mr. Jordan, Mr. Johnston, Mr. Delgado. Wow. Wow. That's all I can say.
I was tricked into it.
Somehow. Yeah, you know, great effort, great input, great help, great assistance, everything. You know, it really, really helped quite a bit. We haven't had a quorum for some time, and you know, you never know who you're going to get when a governor appoints people. But you know, this governor has appointed people that pay attention and are interested, and you know, the agency benefits from that. So I want to thank the three of you. And Dr. Wolf, your job is now just beginning with the newly created Technical Management Advisory Committee.
Yeah. And for the record, I was appointed by our governor also. Since
you
I
were.
Seats.
Yes.
I was a...
Yeah.
It took two governors to appoint me.
Right.
That tells you the story.
And I don't know that we've actually announced everyone that you were also confirmed by the Senate.
Yeah.
I was
confirmed in 4 weeks.
Yeah. Wow.
From the appointments,
yeah.
Which was record speed.
Yeah, record, yeah. Yeah.
And Jean-Pierre, you have shown your extreme capacity, you know, for engaging in all of the subjects that have come before us already. And I didn't acknowledge you simply because these three, I haven't really seen that much in action. And that's why I did that. But Yeah. All four of you. So the three of us can now retire, and we're going to leave it up to the old folks can roll over. All right, so we're done for now.
Wait, I wanted to tag on to something you said. Thank you for your kind words, and I wanted to say I especially appreciate last night the job that Angela and Lisa and Michael Thomas did between last night and tonight. They're not here because they've had enough, but I hope that you convey that we recognize they did an especially incredible, made an especially credible contribution when we all went home last night before tonight's final decision, and just didn't want that to go without saying it was fantastic what they did.
Yeah. Okay. And Francis was in on that too.
Thank you, Francis. I didn't know. Thank you.
Okay. This concludes this board meeting, Mr. Briggs, and we will reconvene when?
Thanks to the entire board, May 3rd, I believe it is.
May 3rd. Okay.